Welcome to the Joffrey Ward Show, and you know, I feel like I owe you guys enough of me to address this situation that's been going on, which is this $15 an hour protest that's been going on at all the fast food places across the nation. First of all, listen, $15 an hour is not that much money. First of all, let's get that out of the way. Why do you want to be paid $15 an hour? You can make so much more. I believe that, and I'm gonna put this in your spirit because I really want you to believe this. I believe that you work $5,000 and up a month. And, you know, I believe you're worth that much. I believe every black person, every black individual has enough smart and has enough, you know, charisma and character and, you know, all the necessary things you need to succeed at a job place or start your own business or whatever to at least make $5,000 and up. And after that, there is no cap. I don't believe you guys are worth $2,600. Which is, if you get this $15 an hour. Now, let me just say this because I pulled up these stats a few minutes before the show. So, let me just tell you what the stats are. Now, this is if you have four kids. Four kids, remember, taxes. Y'all not thinking about that. I know you're thinking about taxes. Taxes still, if you get $15 an hour, taxes still going to have to be deducted. And, you know, based on how many kids you got, this is somebody who has four kids who are a single parent. And let's face it, this the stigma in the black community. So let's just go with it. $31,000, $15 an hour. $31,000 is your amount that you're gonna make a year before, you know, you get taxed. So let's go with that. With four kids, you're gonna be bringing $2,600 home, you know, to your kids, to your household. That's your income. This after taxes, and I don't even think that's the right number, because that's the one without taxes, I think, and I wrote that one down separately. So this before taxes, you know, this $2,600, after taxes, it's probably going to be $2,300. That's not enough to take care of your family if you got four kids. Now, if you have one kid or if you're just single, I mean, that could work for you. You could get something a little bit decent, but water bill, light bill, gas bill, you know, if you still use gas, I mean, and this is just for an apartment, $700, groceries, expenses. What if your car breaks down? See, you guys are not thinking about this. You are worth more than $15 an hour. I believe you, I mean, yeah, I believe everybody, and it's just not black, but I'm really talking to my community, because I work a minimum wage job. It ain't cool. It ain't fun. And I know that even if I build my way up the ladder, you know, and I think $15 an hour, it's not going to do anything for me, because I think I'm worth more than just $2,600 a month. And, you know, I probably wouldn't even make that. I'll probably be in the 1,000s, you know, probably $1,500 a month, because I don't have any kids. I don't have anybody, you know, to depend on. I'm single, not married. So, you know, they're going to tax me heavy. So I believe I'm worth more than that. You know, this minimum wage thing is just not cool. It's not cool. Even if they bump it up to $15 an hour, your job description is horrible for, you know, flipping burgers, cleaning after people. I know you're talking to a guy that's is doing it. I mean, it's not cool. And I don't even work at McDonald's. This is actually a decent minimum wage job that I'm working. And, you know, I'm doing it while I'm in school, because I know that I want better, and that I'm probably, you know, after this experience, I'm a key in starting my own business, because I just can't work for anybody. You know what I mean? I'm not that type of person. I'm the type of boss. You know, I have that boss mentality, not to boss people around, but to have my own, to have something in my control. You know, if my boss choose, they can just fire me today. And I don't think a lot of black people don't think about that. You know, you got to have more than just the income that you take home from work to survive. And it's basically to survive. Now, if you only get crazy with it, have business investments and have, you know, things. And I'm going to talk about some of this stuff a little bit later on. Have money market accounts. Have something else other than just what you're getting from your job. Because if you fire it the next day and all this cut off, you got to go out and pound the pavement and you don't have time to recover your mindset, your mindset, and figure out which career goals that you really want to, you know, invest your time in, or what path you want to go down. You know, you just have to go and get a job, get another job after you just got fired. You have no, you know, you don't have time to process all this, you know, all what happened. So listen, if I get fired today, I have at least enough. I have enough to make it at least 2 months, you know, because of my savings and whatever. So you have to have other income streams coming in, because you never know what's going to happen. And I'm just being real with you. Like, this podcast is going to be an income stream a little bit in a little while. You know, I'm not just doing it for my health, but I do love helping people. I do love giving my opinion and talking about stuff, but I ain't doing this for my health. You know what I mean? I'm taking time out of my day because I know it's going to be income generating in the future. So listen, $15 an hour is not a lot of money, and don't for one second think that, you know, it's going to change your life any better. You know, it's a little extra money to help with the bills that's coming in. I think the average household and bills, just bills and, you know, responsibilities, is $3,000, and you making $2,600 before taxes, and you leaving some out. I want to be able to pay all my bills. First of all, if I can eliminate a lot of bills, I can. I you know, tried to go to my cell phone carrier and be like, can I pay you for the whole year? You know, I want to do my stuff, pay it in full, you know, years and years and years to come. I don't want to be stuck with a bill every month. I don't think like that, you know, because then you have to rush and have to have so many obligations. But if it's just paid up, then, you know, you can have choices to do. You can use your money for other things that you want to do. And I really think that black people need to inform themselves on things that, you know, that could help them. And listen, $15 an hour is not going to change anything. And then y'all service is crappy. Listen, Chick-fil-A is the only fast food place that I think deserves a $15 an hour raise. And that's at a minimum wage point. And just most of the people who work for Chick-fil-A go on to bigger to better things. But, you know, because the fast food industry is just a hot mess. So most of them go on to bigger and better things. But $15 an hour could help a student, you know, in college. I mean, it's my job helping me right now. You know, it is what it is. But when I get out of college, I'm not gonna make $15 an hour or minimum wage. I think I'm worth more than that, and you should take yourself worth. You shouldn't let it. I would get a little bit old with it. Like, I mean, listen, just don't. If you want to advance to making more money per hour, then you need to advance your education and advance, you know, your knowledge, your investments, things like that. There's a lot of ways to make $15 an hour, you know, outside of a job, if you make the right investments, the right funds. I mean, it's so much stuff that our community, as a black community, are are not informed about. I could be making $15 an hour on the side that I don't even have to work for. It's just extra income coming in from a money market account or investment or stocks or stuff like that. I mean, listen, you guys have to advance your level of thinking when it comes to your finances. A job is not the only way to make money. First of all, you're putting your hope in a job and you can be fired the next day. So just think about these things. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, be real with you and tell you $15 an hour or $31,000 a year is not life changing. So advance your thinking on your finances. And, you know, if you want to get out of minimum wage, work to get out of minimum wage. It's as simple as that. And the criteria for that is getting a better education or work your way up, or, you know, just don't be sitting there flipping burgers and want $15 an hour, because it's not going to happen. that job is easy. My little brother can flip burgers. Let's be real about it. There's no respect for the job. I mean, somebody has to do it. Let's be honest. But, you know, you want $15 an hour for flipping a burger and putting lettuce and cheese and all this stuff on a burger. And, you know, my little brother and little sisters can do that. And they'll probably do it for free. So the value of the job is not there. Until you get a job that is valued, that is needed, that is, you know, you might think it's needed because a lot of people come there, but most people really don't have a choice but to eat fast food. You know, it is what it is. Especially in the black community, we consume the most fast food. So, I mean, let's be real about it. You know, you might think it's your job is more valuable, but it's not. It's disposable. They can fire you right now and get a young person to come in and do your job, probably do it better with a better attitude, more enthused about it. And listen, if your job is disposable, they can pay you whatever they want. If you are the center of attention at a company, a position that the company really needs, a very valuable asset, they have to pay you what you tell them to pay you because you're an asset to their company. You didn't know that, did you? Some people don't actually know that. It's just like a lawyer. A lawyer chooses what, you know, what he wants the person that's asking for his or her help. You know, a lawyer chooses that price. He throws out the price and they have to accept it or they don't get the service because they know that their company needs them. See, if your company needs you, McDonald's doesn't need you to flip burgers. But if you were the head of the McDonald's marketing, they need you because you're on their marketing team. You got to project an image out to the people that McDonald's wants you to project out to them. So they need you more in marketing, and you can come and you can bargain with a price. Most of y'all don't even y'all just let them tell you what you gonna make. If you believe you're worth more than that, you tell them what you worth. I don't recommend doing that at McDonald's. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't say Joffrey told you to come out. You know, but you tell people what you worth, and you hold yourself accountable, and you build up the knowledge so you can build up your self-worth. You know, I don't believe you guys worth $31,000 a year or $2,600 a month. And this is with 4 kids. Let me remind you of that stat, which is so crazy. So think highly of yourself. Take your self-worth back up and don't be I'm not saying the job is not important because somebody has to do it, but think more of yourself than to make a measly $15 an hour, because it's really nothing in the scheme of things. Now, I believe every black person has the knowledge and the power, and just from my ancestry, I believe every black person at least has the knowledge to make at least over $100,000 a year. And nobody can tell me any different because we came from royalty. So, listen, it is what it is. So, this is Joffrey Ward. I mean, this is, I'm getting lost in my words. This is Joffrey Ward from the Joffrey Ward Show. I just want to, you know, relay that message on to you guys. Don't settle for less. Go after what you think that you're worth and work hard towards it. Get an education and actually go above $15 an hour, because in the grand scheme of things, it's not enough money to live off of. So set your goals higher. I would say $5,000. Just write $5,000 a month. At least they'll take care of your bills, and you know, you can do a little bit of some, you know, extra. But you know, $15 an hour is really not going to make a difference. It won't make a difference in my life, and I'm in college right now, so it is what it is. I mean, it's like my mom used to say, it's $15 that you is money that you didn't have, but you know, it ain't enough money in today's society. Now, if you talking about 30 years ago, then $15 an hour, yeah. But your self-worth is more than that. And I believe your self-worth is more than that. Don't settle for no $15 an hour. Get up and go after more. And this is just not saying, you know, to love money and to lust after money, because money doesn't buy you happiness. I mean, it buys you some form of happiness, but it doesn't buy you long-lasting happiness. You know, you can only get that with God and yourself. So, listen. it money doesn't buy you happy, but it pays the bills. And what you want to do is pay your bills and have a little luxury after you pay your bills. And I'm telling you the way to get it. Don't settle for no $15 an hour. So thank you guys for listening. This is the Joffrey Ward Show. I know I'm going over my limit because I like to keep these things at least 15 minutes or less. So like I said, subscribe on iTunes. And thank you guys for listening. Now, I want to hear your opinion. Do you think $15 an hour will change your life? Comment it below and, you know, let me know. I want to hear you guys' ratings. I want to hear you guys' reviews. Make sure you go and, you know, hit me up on SoundCloud, because I do stay on SoundCloud a lot. And I want to hear you guys' opinions on things. So comment that below under the SoundCloud track. And if you follow me on iTunes, make sure you subscribe so you can get every new episode. And, you know, I have to come back to the download. I mean, you have to come back to the Joffrey Ward Show page and get it. And it takes a long time to download. I've got it on my computer. So just subscribe and you get all the episodes. If you're on an Android, get with me on Stitcher Radio. And you can get that link by going to my SoundCloud page. So thank you guys again for listening. This is the Joffrey Ward Show, and peace out.